And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket. Dave, Thanksgiving Day, just a few days ago, the pollsters or somebody did a survey of every single pollster doing polling in the United States and discovered that Trump's negative rating had now hit negative with every single pollster for the first time. It's never before happened.
Yeah.
And of course, the deficit.
Not even the Rasmussen and the pro.
All of them. You know, every the one of them. Yeah. The Republican ones, the Democrat, all of them. He's negative. And when people were asked, is your household financial situation since February getting better, getting worse, or staying the same? The getting worse was 68%, a jump of 38% in people who said they were getting worse. Getting better declined by 4% to 4% who said it was getting better. 4% said it's getting better. And staying the same declined 31%. Only 21% said it was staying the same. So in their day-to-day lives, 68% of the American people say that it's getting worse. And those who thought it was getting, that it was staying the same, a third of them said, no, it's not staying the same. It's getting worse. And despite that, a lot of these MAGA people continue to support MAGA, but they don't support the results of MAGA. And then on the weekend, it came about that it looks like we may be going to war with Venezuela, because on Thanksgiving Day, Trump announced that the airspace over Venezuela was closed, which is a sure sign of an invasion. And on Saturday, Trump announced that land operations in Venezuela will begin, in his words, very soon. How's that for the end of the year, for the start of the Christmas season, peace and brotherhood and everything else?
Yeah. Well, it's talking turkey, I'll tell you that.
It's talking turkey, right.
Turkey, but, you know, it's, it goes back to, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, namely MAGA, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And
are you quoting that 19th century radical? Yeah.
Right. Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
And Lincoln, you know, had it right. And but what we're seeing in that poll is the ones that Trump could fool some of the time, that number becomes less and less, because they're open to the fact that to what they're experiencing. The yes. MAGA people are experiencing what we call cognitive dissonance, and they can't reconcile the fact that things are getting worse with their belief in Trump and also their different agenda. Their agenda is to stick it to somebody else. The libs, the blacks, the Hispanics, the gays, the trans. And as long as we have that promise of what that Trump will do that, they'll stick with them no matter what. And we know people will vote, you know, against their own best interests if you give them enough reason to do it, and you hit certain spots in their brain.
Well, one of the ways you do that is with constant propaganda, like with TikTok. Constant propaganda on TikTok, which is extremely popular, reaches, I don't know what percentage of the American public, but an enormous percentage, and certainly of young people.
And a lot of it are bots coming from foreign countries to do us harm, like Iran and China.
The largest The sites for the largest pro-MAGA TikTok accounts are Nigeria, Russia, the United Arab Emirates, and India. That's where the propaganda comes from. Nigeria, Russia, United Arab Emirates, and India. That's just a fact. You would not have this kind of manipulation without the ability to do that. And of course, now Trump wants to make sure that Larry Ellison controls and owns TikTok so that this kind of manipulation will continue.
Yeah, he already has Elon Musk controlling Twitter or X.
Right.
But there's another kind of manipulation that Fox News is very good at, and that is by withholding information.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what we found out is that the Trump administration has, in essence, withheld certain data about unemployment rates and about the GDP numbers, the job numbers and the GDP numbers.
Right.
They just won't release October's numbers.
Right.
They had September, which weren't the greatest, but they weren't the worst. But there must be something there in the October numbers they don't want people to see. And they're trying to buy time till they find some number somewhere that vindicates them. And then they'll release that number.
Well, the best thing is that they,
numbers.
But when they shut down the government, they stopped collecting the numbers.
Right.
So as Trump said about COVID, if you don't test, you won't have a lot of cases reported.
Yeah.
You couldn't argue with. That's completely true.
Yeah. And meanwhile, there's also another factor. Joe Biden found that despite the fact that what he was doing had straightened out a lot of the economy, particularly in terms of job growth and bringing manufacturing back and other factors, that people weren't really feeling it and weren't giving him credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's running into the same thing. You can tell people one thing, but what they know when they go to the grocery store, when they go to fill up their cars with gas, tells them another thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trump can't you can't feed people on Trump propaganda.
Well, and Trump keeps churning out the propaganda. He doesn't stop.
And the diversions.
Yeah.
The diversions.
I mean, remember the business with, business with 50-year mortgages? That'll solve the housing problem?
Right.
That was only a couple of weeks ago that he came up with that.
And that, of course, costs the consumer more money.
Well, yes. For example, if you took out a 30-year mortgage on a 30-year $400,000 mortgage at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
In 30 years, you'll pay, your monthly bill will be $2,398. That's your monthly mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, $400,000 is close to the median price of a house in the United States.
Right.
So over the course of the 30 years, by the time you're done paying, you'll have paid $863 for that 30-year mortgage.
$863,000.
$863,000. The same mortgage for 50 years, the same terms, $400,000, 6%, 50 years, your monthly payment is going to be reduced by how much?
A couple hundred a month.
It goes from $2,398 to $2,106. Really a trivial number when you think about the total. But in 50 years, you'll have paid a total of $1,263,372 for that $400,000 mortgage instead of $863,000. 50% more.
Yeah.
Some bargain.
Well, that,
in effect, but you're a renter from the bank instead of being a renter from a landlord.
And that's a transfer of wealth.
That's a transfer of wealth to the bank.
To the banks and the bank's owners, the stockholder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, we've seen that transfer of wealth, for the last 40, 50 years, And we've seen what it's done to the middle class and what it's done to the political stability of this country.
That's right.
Yeah.
The other day, Trump said, I think on Thanksgiving, he made this talk. He had a talk to some troops. And in the talk to the troops, he said he was going to eliminate income taxes completely. He's going to sharply reduce it. And within the next couple of years, he's going to reduce it so that it's zero. You're not going to pay income tax. It'll be replaced by the tariffs. Now, first of all, the tariffs are an income tax because it's a regressive tax on the income of working people because working people spend their payroll on food and rent, which is what the tariff and food and fuel is what the tariffs charge you for. Rich people also buy food, but they got 10 times more money. So the amount of percent of their income that goes for tariffed items is much less than the amount of income that goes for tariffed items by working people. It, in other words, stands the tax system on its head. Instead of progressive, which it's now, that is the more you earn, the more you pay, it's regressive, which is the less you earn, the more you pay.
Right. And it enhances the accumulation of wealth.
Yeah.
Absolutely. At the top.
Exactly.
And,
it doesn't pay for the government. It doesn't pay for the social benefits that you depend on.
Right.
The tariffs bring in, next year, they're projected to bring in, it's $200 billion. But the federal budget is $7 trillion. Which means,
by the way,
that either there'll be no government expenditure for anything, or it'll all have to be borrowed from the banks and the investors.
And some foreign investors.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the amount of the, what was it, the one number that did come out that, about the deficit being the largest in 1 month? What was it?
Well, what I know is that the United States deficit entered, the fiscal year began in October. And in October, the fiscal year start, the deficit was $284.4 billion, the worst in the United States history.
Yeah.
Start to the fiscal year in United States history.
You know, we shouldn't be surprised because Trump won the first term, just increased the deficit by a huge amount.
Yeah.
He increased it by more than almost all of the other deficits combined before him. But these are the Republicans who are quote-unquote fiscal conservatives.
Yeah, right. That's right. It's just...
The enabler, the enablers.
It's such gobbledygook that you just cannot agree with anything they say. Everything they say is a lie, or it's put in such a way that even if there's a kernel of truth in it, the totality is a lie. It's truth wrapped in lie. You know, it's like a pig in the blanket. It's got a little hot dog wrapped in pastry.
Well, actually, it's more like a big lie wrapped in a patina of truth.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, look at, personally, look what happened with the Trump phones.
What is the Trump phone?
Well, that's a good question. He was selling these things, grifting on the open market for $499 that all these MAGA patriot suckers could buy this phone. And they were going to be delivered in the last week or so.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And none of them got delivered. And it turns out that what this phone was just a T-Mobile cheapo phone?
It's a rebranded T-Mobile made in China phone that sells, but T-Mobile sells for $100.
For $100.
Yeah.
And, but he was selling for $500 and collecting the money up front.
Right.
I think the figure was like $59 million worth of these or something like that.
That's the money. That's exactly right.
And what in effect is these folks gave him a interest-free loan.
Well, that's only if they get a phone. If they never get the phone, they'll have given him an interest-free extortion, a donation.
Fraud.
Yeah,
it's fraud. But who's going to enforce it? The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that he got it.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know
exactly.
People never, will never learn. But
and if you try to sue him, he'll say, "Well, I did this as part of my official duties." And he's exempt from being sued.
Right, right. And or he'll say, look, let it ride. We'll upgrade you to the newer model for only an extra $100 or something, right?
Right, exactly, right.
Yeah.
As these artists do on the Black Friday sales, right?
Yeah.
You're getting a discount from a price that wasn't the price to begin with?
That's it.
They raised the price on the ticket and then gave you a discount that brought you right back to where it was before they raised the price.
Right. And told you it was a bargain.
That's
that.
And who's doing that? Walmart's doing that.
And Target.
And Target. Yeah.
They both got caught, if you follow things on the internet. But they've also got this new thing that they're following the airlines in doing something called dynamic pricing.
And Uber and Lyft.
And Lyft, that's right. And what they're doing is they're eliminating price tags when you walk down the aisles. You don't know what something is going to cost until you get to the cash register. And it could be costing you, it could be something that could be selling for $10 when you walked in the store. And by the time you get to the counter, the checkout counter, it could be 12. You just don't know.
And by the way, by collecting the data that they collect and the data that they will be able to collect using it, AI algorithms, you and I could be shopping. You're in one line, I'm in another line. We both bought cornflakes. I'm paying $1 and you're paying $2 because AI discovered you make more money than I, so you should be charged more.
Yeah. That's like that Trivago app, where I got my room for only $200 a night. And then the guy next to me said, well, I got mine for $159,
Right.
But, so the travel industry has been doing that for years, but not the retail industry.
Well, now they'll do it.
Now they're going to do it.
And there'll be no stop to it because there'll be nobody to stop it because he's eliminated the Consumer Protection Bureau.
Right, right. And, of course, he's eliminating basically the Department of Education.
Right.
People who are getting educated are now being told that their job is no longer a profession. You saw the list of these things. Nursing.
But I asked you, what's the effect of removing professional status from these professions?
It affects their ability to get loans to do this because they can't get as much in 1 year and it's capped at a smaller cumulative amount.
So basically, low income people are barred from these trades, right?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
So you'll be delighted to know what they are: education, teachers, master's degree, nurses, master's degree, social workers, public health masters, physician's assistants, occupational therapists, physical therapists, audiology specialists, speech language pathology practitioners, masters in business, masters in engineering, masters in counseling, and all therapy degrees. All of that will be only for people who can afford to pay for it out of their own pockets.
Yeah.
In other words, these aren't even the top professions. These are just well-paid professions, well-paid for many of them because of unionization.
Yeah.
But you still have to have the certification to get into the trade. Yeah. And now it'll be hard to most workers.
Yeah, I used one of these professions or non-professions now this week. I had an audiologist do a hearing test on me. My wife insisted that there's something wrong with my hearing. She says, you don't listen to me. But anyway, I hadn't had a hearing test done, and I went to the ear doctor and got my ears checked and cleaned out if they needed it. And he said, we'll do the test while we're here. And the audiologist who came out to get me had a doctorate in that. But she's no longer going to be a professional.
She'll not be a professional, but more importantly, there'll be fewer people who become audiologists, which means that it'll be only rich people who'll be able to get the audiology treatment, because sure, the handful of audiologists who will remain will be mm-hmm. able to charge whatever they want to charge, and they will charge yeah. whatever they can get away yeah. with.
I can't wait to see what my Medicare bill is. By the way, the Trump administration has been taking credit now that they said they've negotiated the prices of a bunch of new drugs, including those couple of weight loss drugs. What they don't tell you is this was a law that Joe Biden fought for and the Democrats fought for and the Republicans opposed for years and years and years, that Medicare could negotiate prices because of its buying power.
Right.
In other words,
Republicans always supported the big pharma to make sure that they would not be subject to any kind of, forget price control, price negotiation.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've been following the Mark Cuban story. He's been where he can, buying drugs direct from the pharmacist, from the manufacturer, and selling them at just a small markup to cover his costs, in essence.
He sells it at a 15% markup.
Yeah.
15,
yeah.
Yeah.
Doing away with the middleman, these middlemen who basically jack up the price and add nothing of value to it.
I'll give you an example. Lipitor, which is used to treat high cholesterol, and which is enormously popular. There's scarcely an older person who doesn't take some form of some statin of some form of
right. Right.
You can buy it from Mark Cuban for something like 6 cents a pill. If you go to CVS, the same pill is $1.30. You don't buy one pill at a time. You buy 90 at a time.
90 at a time.
But if you bring it down to the per pill price,
right,
it's $1.30 is against pennies.
Right.
It's the same pill. It's exactly the same pill.
Yeah. Mark Cuban is my dark horse candidate for president in 2028.
But guess what Mark Cuban can't do? He can't get the pharmaceutical companies to sell to him.
Right.
Because they want to protect the $1.30 price.
Right.
So even the big capitalists can't be capitalists. If they do what Adam Smith says capitalist competition does, drives down the price. Mark Cuban's making a living at 15%, or mm-hmm. he wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. The Shark Tank guy.
It's the same thing with rent control. Mamdani in New York, who became the mayor, running on a platform of rent control, not even rent control across the board, freeze the rent for the rent-controlled, rent-stabilized apartments. Now, in New York City, there's about 2,300,000 apartments in total. Mm. And of that, there's about 1.25 million that are subjected to a law since World War II. Called the rent control, which morphed into rent stabilization, which means that they can't just charge anything. So, for example, in a building that my daughter lives in, she lives in an apartment where her rent is $2,000 a month. And if you go up five floors in the same apartment, which is an unregulated apartment rent, the same apartment rents for $15,000 a month, right? That's a big difference, right? Now, the argument is that's going to the rent stabilization rules, this rent freeze, is going to prevent the landlords from maintaining the buildings. And the buildings, using that argument, were able to get a substantial rent increase in the rent stabilized apartments last year under the Adams administration. But the landlords and the state and the city all agreed that they were making a 12.5% after-tax profit. If you're making a 12.5% after-tax profit, that means you have the money to pay for the maintenance, but you didn't pay for the maintenance.
The profit,
you don't want to pay for the maintenance. That's exactly right. So they raised the hullabaloo that the rent stabilization will prevent the maintenance. But what's preventing the maintenance is the fact that they don't want to do it so they can keep the profit and jack up the profit. 12.5% is a substantial profit.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That's how competition works. If you don't have a countervailing power against the free market, you're going to get robbed.
Didn't Trump, for his apartments, have this game, what he played, that he said that we're required to do major renovations in these things. He hired his own companies to do that, to jack up the bills, so then he could justify jacking up the rents? Wasn't
every, every landlord in New York in a rent-stabilized situation does exactly that. That he was no different than any other landlord, but he was the same. He did it. It's crooked. They hire non-union labor. They produce something that may be needed or may not be needed. It's called a major improvement. Let's say they change the windows. And based on that, they get a perpetual increase for that expense, which expense they justify by producing invoices from controlled companies. Exactly right. It's fraud from the word go. And there's no way to beat it, because they control the rent stabilization board, and it's their invoices. And you'd have to do a forensic analysis, and which means every tenant would have to do it, because the tenants are not organized into unions.
By the way, even if you get caught doing that, Trump will pardon you. it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're convicted of drug dealing, look what he did this week. He pardoned the former president of Honduras.
Yeah, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Who was convicted of smuggling, 60 tons of cocaine into America.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's the one power that Trump has really, really glommed onto, because it's basically, there is no check on his power there. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to whomever. Right. I mean, he's monetized it,
right?
We've seen a whole bunch of people who got convicted of fraud. You know, the fraudsters in particular, or the domestic terrorists who supported him and his fantasy that the 2020 election was stolen. He'll pardon anybody on that. And these people will just do it again. How many of the people he pardoned from January 6th have been
thousands
rearrested for other crimes?
But, and the big shots: Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Jeffrey Clark, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, Boris Epstein, now joined by Juan Orlando Hernandez. But meanwhile, he makes war on Venezuela. We may be at war as people are listening to this. We may be already at land war. I mean, we really are at war when he closed and he interdicted the airspace of Venezuela. That's an act of war.
And that'll drive Rand Paul up a wall, but Rand Paul's right on this one.
He's right on this one. That's right.
He's an isolationist.
But do you doubt that the Republican majorities would, if he went to the Congress, that the majority wouldn't go and say, let's go to war with Venezuela? I don't doubt that.
They'll couch it in the same false things that Venezuela is supplying us with fentanyl.
Exactly.
When they're not. Now, exactly. Venezuela is not completely innocent here, but this is not a cause of bellet, it's not a reason for war.
But the government of Venezuela is not behind the drug trade. There are drug gangsters in Venezuela, just like our good drug gangsters in America. There is a drug trade, but the Venezuelan drug trade is aimed at Africa. The shipment of drugs out of Venezuela that originates in Venezuela goes to Africa, not to the United States. And the Drug Enforcement Administration has said so many times. But anyway, we're done for today. Talking about the crimes of the Trump administration, you could do that all day.
we need a much longer show for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place.